And we had done this thing. This guy, Series Trixon, a few years before, was doing an album. He wanted to do an album, and he wanted to use all these different players in Detroit. I was playing bass guitar at the time, and I had learned guitar from the early days, you know, from all that early MC5 stuff when I was really young. And I switched over to bass, and had been playing that in high school. And anyway, so we met this guy, Series Trixon, and he wanted to do a record. He came over to our rehearsal hall. This is during the time of us doing the covers. And he had these songs. We learned the songs, and I met Wally. I met Wally at this time, this Romantics guitar player, singer. This was about 73 or 4, I'd say. It's right around there, 74, maybe. Yeah. And then we had come back from New York. Me and Jimmy decided to take a time off. We couldn't find... The thing was, back then, you needed a lead singer. Mick Jagger, you know, everybody, Mick Jagger, you had Robert Plant. There was a lead singer, Itis. And then this new wave thing started happening. They had the New York scene happened with Blondie and all them. Really, it was Ramones and Johnny Thunders who we were listening to. And then the punk scene happened right in 1976. And the Jam came out. And the Flaming Groovies came out, released a record that was kind of Beatlesque, Stones, Shake Some Action. And when I heard that album, I go, this I can do. This is simple, straight ahead rock and roll that I was learning from the Kinks. We broke up, Jimmy and I, we couldn't find a singer. We had this guy that could play harp, he couldn't sing in key. We came home, we sat around for a few months. And the Shake Some Action came out, and the Jam came out. Punk thing happened. And I saw the look of the Jam. I go, Jesus, we could do this look with the vibe of Flaming Groovies, rock and roll. And I told Jimmy, I rode my bike over. I go, check this album out. And I checked, and I bought the New Music Express. It had a picture of the Jam. He had the black and white shoes and the straight pants, the peg pants, the skinny tie, short hair. I go, we can do this, man. I can write this stuff. We can. This is what we grew up on. And so I go, I think this guy, Wally, man, he's playing over in Hamtramck. He's at the high school. He's got a 50s doo-wop kind of, there's 50s songs. Like he's got two girls singing, and he's got a sax player. And he's playing this high school. And I'll go over there, and I'll check it out. And I met him through this recording session we did. A year before, and I go out, check him out, and I went over, I climbed up the window and looked in the window. I don't know why I didn't pay to get in. I didn't want to see me, maybe, if I didn't like it, I think. So I looked through the window and jumped up, looked, they played a song, and looked like the crowd digging in, looked like he was handling the crowd good, you know, and watched it a few times, and then went back and told Jimmy I'll give him a call, and he came over, and that was how the idea for the Romantics started, and that was me, Jimmy, and then we grabbed Wally, and Wally brought over Rich, and we just got this new studio, and we had a girl singer, DD Detroit. We're trying to do like a Patti Smith meets Lou Reed kind of pop kind of thing, but that kind of fell apart, so we went ahead with the other idea, with the Flaming Groovies Jam thing, but we needed people to rent a studio, so those guys were gone. And then we had the studio. So we got, Wally came over, Rich came over, and we started writing songs.